KO4NUE, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, KO4NUE.
This is KN4RJN. What's up, buddy? I was calling earlier to check on you. You feeling better?
Kind of sort of back on my feet. Today was pretty much a full day. Well, kind of. I made it till probably 3:30. Went down there this morning and got 1.5 of your parts done, and hope we can finish up tomorrow. So you're gonna have probably an inbound coming in. Oh, I don't know. Whenever post office can get it there, I guess. But I'll probably send it out maybe tomorrow.
Is scan for RGN. Well, don't run yourself ragged on that. There's no big rush on that. So when you get to it, you get to it. How's Anna?
Well, we're tired, and just tired. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's just you just ain't got the get up and go, and there's just not a whole lot you can do about it either.
This KN4RJN. I've had that problem for years, but that's a whole other issue.
Both of us have got a slight cough, but nothing else. You know, just weakness. That's all.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, that's better than being in a hospital on a ventilator. And it'll pass eventually, or at least that's the theory, unless you're a long hauler, but it doesn't sound like it. But just don't push yourself any more than you have to.
So while I got you on the phone here for a second, I'm just gonna let you know. A couple questions. Give me the diameter of the spring that is wound, and then give me the diameter of the full spring as it's around the part. You understand what I mean?
Again, for again, no, not exactly. Are you wanting the hole, where the bolt hooks into the end of the thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Tension is on this thing. So you have a long coiled spring, correct?
This is KN4RJN. I'm not exactly sure what's in there. It's hidden inside the arm. I know that at the hinge point there is a steel cable running, so I'm assuming that the spring is internal to that. How much tension there is on that is probably enough to take your head off, but and definitely enough to snap that stupid little spot weld they put on the thing. I'm not sure how much tension is on that, but it's a lot. And it took Kathy and I both on the end of it to bring it back and get it folded up so that I could tie it off and get it out of the way. So that I do not know. However, if you make a piece that is either solid or, you know, sufficiently welded, what I can do is that square part of it, or rectangular part of it, I'm going to allow that to slide in the slot that holds it until it gets to where it wants to be, and then I'll fasten it down, and that should solve the problem.
So let's back up a minute. So this is for a canopy on a camper, is that correct?
This is KN4RJN. It's a canopy it's attached to my house. It's actually rolling out over my back deck, so it's attached to the house.
Question. The aluminum tube that the canvas wraps around, what is the diameter of it? 2 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches, what?
This is KN4RJN. I'm not entirely sure. It's probably maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches. If you give me a holler tomorrow, I'll FaceTime with you and let you see what it is I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, let's do it this way then. So there is sufficient tension on that to tear up what you sent me. Is that correct?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, the tube that holds the outer portion of the canopy has a slot in it, and that's where that rectangular part slows in. The bolt that's sticking up hooks into the outside edge of the spring arm, and as you roll it out, that arm extends out. Think of, you know, your elbow. That's where the hinge is, and that bolt is where your fist is, and that rolls out and extends the outer bar, which is attached to the canopy, and then that rolls the canopy out. What had happened was that I don't know if we just didn't quite get it in there in the right spot. We put it in according to the directions, but it wasn't rolling up correctly. It would slide to one side. So what I decided to do was loosen those two bolts on either side of that rectangular piece and let it slide in that slot till it got to where it wanted to be, and then fasten it down. When I loosened that and then tried rolling it back up, I believe the rectangular part probably kinked inside that slot, and then the tension that it couldn't handle the tension of rolling it up, and it snapped it off. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, KN4RJN. So was that a fault of the part, or was that operator headspace and timing?
This is KN4RJN. Well, it could have been a little bit of both, but obviously that part was not sufficiently strong to handle the tension that I put on it, and I believe, you know, if it could have slid in that slot to get where it wanted to be, I think it would have been all right. I think what happened is it probably kinked in there, and when it kinked in there, it kinked in the wrong place, and that put too much tension on that thing. And well, you saw the welds on that thing; it just couldn't handle that. The other possibility, let me drop this for a second. This is KN4RJN. The other possibility is that you and Anna and your scope make a road trip up to North Carolina. We will look at some stars. I will get your scope calibrated the way it needs to be, and you can look at the silly thing for yourself. You know, road trip. What do you think?
Yep, on that. But here is why I'm being so wordy with all of this. Is sometimes things are designed the way they're designed so that a $2 part fails instead of a $500 part. So the way I'm machining this thing, there is no weldment at all. It is an integral monolithic part, which means it's not screwed in, it's not welded. It's machined from a billet. But what that's going to mean is that something else is going to break instead of this, because it's 4140. If that's the problem, we probably need to talk about that now.
This is KN4RJN. I don't see that necessarily happening unless... The only other way that it would fail with that part in there would be if it ripped out of the aluminum slot that it goes into in the first place. And I don't see that happening. What I'm going to do is grease that sucker up real good so it can slide in that slot easily. Put it back in there, roll it out, let it get to where it wants to be, and then tighten it down and then bring it back up and see how that works. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. When the space shuttle exploded, the problem was a 27-cent O-ring that got too cold and snapped and allowed fuel to leak where it shouldn't be, and that's what killed the Challenger.
So the track that rides in, is it aluminum, John?
Just scan for RJN. Roger that. It is aluminum. The whole thing is aluminum, with the exception of, you know, bolts and even the spring arm arms are aluminum, I believe. But again, let me. We're coming up on almost 10 minutes to net. give me a call tomorrow, and I will FaceTime with you and show you as best as I can what the whole thing looks like. Right now, I've got the spring arms folded up and tied off with straps to keep springing out. And you talked the other night about making that bolt a little bit longer. The top of that bolt is going to be right underneath the canvas. So don't make it too long, or it's going to, you know, bump up against the canvas and scratch, tear, rip, whatever. But just make it at the dimensions of that bolt, and the nut that went on there actually had one of those little O-rings inside of it, so it doesn't work its way out. And I've got both of those, so give me the same thread count on the threads on the end of that thing. And I can put those bolts on there. I had thought about using, you know, I ordered two of those things and they sent me four, so I've still got two of those parts available. And I had thought about sliding those in there and seeing if I can get it to, greasing them up and see if I can get it to work. And I thought, let me wait till Chad sends me something a little bit stronger. I think the problem there is that just those parts were welded so poorly that they just could not stand any stress at all, and it just snapped it.
Yeah, roger that. So if that's aluminum, don't put grease on it, because it's just gonna gum up. Cold hot, it's just gonna get gummy. Best thing to do is just get a bar of Dove soap, cut it to the dimension of the slot, and just rub that bar of soap in there. You'll be much happier, and it won't gum up with you. Because you get it gummy, you're going to run into the same problem in a year or so. So, but anyway, let me clear on out. I get ready for the net. And I'm just going to let you know I'm about done with them. And I'll talk with you on the net. KO4NUE, I'm clear for now.
This is Stan4RGN. Roger that, brother. Say hello to Anna for me, and I'll be hanging around for net. And if you give me a call tomorrow, I'll FaceTime and kind of show you what this thing looks like. But in any event, you have a good evening. Talk to you later. KN4RJN, I am clear.
WB3, WEMA, Foxtrot, Golf, Norman, Oklahoma, listening.
Foxtrot Golf, Mr. J. Net starts in a couple of minutes, 9:00. I'll be your net controller tonight. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Stand by. We'd love to have you on the net.
Hey, I can do that. I didn't realize you had a net tonight. I just got your call letters from a friend of mine who just moved up there recently. Thought I'd plug you in and see if I get somebody, but I'll be standing by. Thank you.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4. So we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. we'll go ahead and get started with the pre-check-ins tonight, and there's 25 of them, so I'm going to break them up halfway down the log. So starting with KA3JCA, Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. And WU2T, Mr. Rusty in Moore, South Carolina. KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler in Easley. And let me take a break for a second. K4MKH, Mr. Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. KI4MRA, Fred in Belgium. And KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KA5WLL in Leroy in Taylors. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KO4CEF, Mr. Andrew in Inman. And KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. And K4AFT, Michael in Central, South Carolina. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. So with that, we got the pre-check-ins knocked out. So let's move up to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Ubre, Lima, Foxtrot, Golf, Norman, Oklahoma. Name is Jay, and we'll hang around.
KO4NUE, this is N4SJC, November 4, Sierra, Juliet, Charlie, Stephen, here in Greenville, and we'll hang around as well. Thanks for another net, Chad.
KO4NUE, this is KO4TTD, checking in and out. I'm negative and negative.
K4NUE, good evening, Chad. This is W4 November Golf Uniform, Phil in Boiling Springs. Negative and negative.
Let's recognize what we've got so far, but before I recognize those calls, Mr. Mike, KO4TTD, can I have your location, sir?
Sorry, using Echo Link, I ain't used to it yet. I'm sorry, this is Mike, KO4TTD in Greenville, South Carolina.
And the log, sir. All right, so first on the stop, I'd like to welcome my wife, KO4RYP. She's here in the ham shack with me. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4RJN. That's Mr. John in Brown Summit. John, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. And WB3 Lima Foxtrot Golf. That's Mr. Jay in Oklahoma. And Jay, being an Oklahoma station, I'm going to go ahead and add you to my logbook, sir. Glad you checked in with me tonight. Also, N4SJC, that's Mr. Steve in Greenville, South Carolina. KO4TTD, Mike in Greenville. And my good friend, Mr. Phil, W4NGU in Boiling Springs. And Phil, I hope you are doing well, sir. Been a while since I've talked with you. I may give you a holler tomorrow and check in with you. All right, with that, we'll move on down to the log on the RF portion. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Say it's 53s for each one of you.
Hey. Hope you and Miss Anna both are well. Please check in with C4
India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. And Chad, thanks for calling the net. No traffic, no comment.
All right, let's go ahead and welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, glad you dropped by tonight. It's always nice to hear from you. And also Mr. Sid, W4IOE in Fletcher. Sid, it's a pleasure to hear from you tonight, too, sir. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Yep, please check in, Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta and Greer. I'll be in and out this evening, over.
9JFM, this is Jack in Mills River, North Carolina. We'll be in and out tonight.
K04OKN, Randy Spartanburg, just with me.
Mr. Joe and Greer, KK4JD. Also, Kilo 9, Juliet Foxtrot Mike, that's Mr. Jackie. Jackie, I did not get your location, sir. Can you recheck with me, please?
River, North Carolina. This is Jack, K9JFM.
K9JFM, that's Mr. Jack in Mills River. And KO4OKN, I believe that was Joseph. Can you recheck with your location, please? I believe that's Georgia.
4OKN, for Andy, I'm in Spartanburg.
KO4OKN, that's Mr. Randy in Spartanburg. Sorry about that, sir. And Mr. Walt, K4OIM in Inman. And Walt, I have not forgot about your radio, sir. I've just been sick, and just going to wait till things clear up before I come visit with you. But I will take care of your TYT. All right, we'll move on down the log to Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE? Ted and Anna, please check in. Kilo M4, Oscar, November Oscar, Karina, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Beck, Shell, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
And welcome, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. And Miss Lorena, radio sounds good tonight. And it's always a pleasure to hear you check in with us. Also, we'd like to welcome her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. That's Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. And hope you guys are doing well tonight. All right, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensiville. I'll be in and out.
Please check in Kilo 2, Lima, X-ray Delta Marsh, Callahan Mountain.
Welcome, KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, hope you're doing well, sir. And K2LXD, that's Marsh and Callahan Mountain. Marsh, where is Callahan Mountain?
Between, we're on just off Highway 11, just kind of, let's see here, south and east of Landrum. So we're close to Tigerville.
Okay, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us. And I hope you have a nice evening. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over in Piedmont and work tonight. 73 Chad, Miss Hannah, all in the net. Be negative tonight.
Welcome, KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. And Fred, you be safe going to work tonight. And you keep those robots marching straight in line. All right, let me pause here, and we'll move up to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4UE, WB3LFG.
The LFG, this is KO4NUE. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, good evening to everybody. You, Chad. It's my first time on your net. I got your information from one of my friends who's a ham operator who moved up close to South Carolina, and I'm always looking to get information about South Carolina, what you guys are doing up there. So I thought I'd get on your EchoLink tonight. This is actually the first net I've ever had on my EchoLink. I've had this app on here for so long, never really used it. But like I say, name is Jay. We're in Norman, Oklahoma. We're about 2 miles north of the National Weather Service and 1 mile from the University of Oklahoma in Norman. And so that's all we have for now. That kind of pinpoints us. So back to net, K04NUE, WB3LFG.
I appreciate that. So would you like for me to take you out of the rag tube portion? Is that what you're saying, Jay?
Oh, don't take me out of the rag tube session. I could go through a set of batteries and talk to you guys silly before the... No, I'd definitely like to stay in the rag tube session and get to know some people in ham radio up your way. We have a club here in Norman, but they don't have EchoLink, and I don't think they're as sophisticated as you guys are.
Okay, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Steven, I'll be right there, sir. I will accept your challenge because I hope you have some lithium batteries because it's game on. All right, EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE. Yes, Mr. Steven, if you don't have any audio tonight, send me a text message. I'll be glad to get you into the net, sir. All right, we'll move on down to the live on the RF portion. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert down here in Joanna. I'll be negative tonight. And there's a great sigh of relief, I'm sure, from the net. Yes, but 73 to y'all anyway.
Okay. Mr. Chad, please check in N0TR. That's November 0, Tango Romeo. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling on that. Good evening to you and Anna. And I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Again, KO4QOD. This is Chris in Liberty. Negative.
Welcome, KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert and Joanna. And Mr. Robert, just want to let you know, if you'll check out APRSFI, you can see that I have opened a Winlink gateway today. So I am awaiting you to move to the digital modes. So just want to let you know. Also, we'd like to welcome KD4SRR. That's Mr. Sorry. I already got you, Robert. Sorry about that. And N0TR. That's my good friend, Mr. Tom, in Greer tonight. Tom, please tell Miss Bernice hello. And Tom, I'd like to also tell you that Mr. Gary came up today, and I trained him on how to use a torch with your regulators. And what a joy to operate. All right, with that, we'll move to KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And with that, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Move on. Let me move back up to EchoLink. And EchoLink and EchoLink stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. This is KO4WWZ. You have me already checked in with the net through check-in. I was just wanting to let you know if it's all right, I would like to stick around for some comments.
4 NUE, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. This is Johnny in Campobello. I tried signing in, but couldn't beat the traffic. Hope all is well, and I'll be negative and negative. Sorry for the short delay.
Johnny, we got you. Never late, never late. As long as you get in the live. We'd like to welcome KO4 TJQ. That's Mr. Johnny in Campobello. And Mr. Chandler, KO4 WWZ, I have you down for some rag juice, sir. I'll swing back around. You're fourth on the stomp, so just want to let you know. All right, any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Whiskey for Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of laws. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
NUE. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
At control. Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-ray. This is Joe up here in the usual spot this evening on Mount Pisgah. Hope everybody's doing well. 73 is everybody on the net. Back to net control. Thank you.
Welcome, W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod in the land of Wise. And Rod, I hope Dorothy is doing well tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And Mr. Joe up on Mount Pisgah. Joe, hope you are doing well tonight. And KE0UUX. And Joe, when are you, is this your last weekend, sir?
This is KE0UUX. Yeah, Chad, this is my last week here. I'm going back home to New York on Labor Day there for a couple of weeks to be with the family, and then I'm headed out to Michigan for the sugar beet harvest, and then off to Jackson Hole for the winter, but I'll keep checking in via Echo Link when I can, because I really enjoy being part of this ham radio club. It's probably been the best one I've had so far, so I really appreciate your time. Back to my control.
Okay, we couldn't get up there and meet you with Calvin Ed up there. We really tried, but sickness prevailed. You be safe in your travels, and when you get to Jackson Hole, please check in via Echo Link. We don't want to miss you on the net. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic, and it was fun playing with those the torches and the regulators and things today. We had a lot of fun.
Net control, please check in and out. Whiskey 4, Bravo, Sierra, Sierra, Brandon, down here on Lake Murray. Let's have a good band opening. And hello to you and everybody on the net. And hello, Mr. Gary. Long time, no talk. 73.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
NUE. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
NUE. Sounding good, so you must be feeling good. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. If you're sounding better, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
back up and recognize. KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. Also, we'd like to welcome W4BSS, that's Mr. Brandon in Lake Murray. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, that's your net controller in Greer. Dave, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KC2DQV, that's Mr. Bob in Graycourt. KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry in Anderson. Jerry, hope you are doing well, and I do feel better, sir. All right, with that, we'll make another call, Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, they'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE. Let's jump up to EchoLink real quick. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening to you, Chad. If you will, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no queue. And Chad, do be sure to tell my fan a hello from me.
Stephen, KA4PQA, that's Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, Anna says hello back to you, sir. All right, let's move on to the next group. Echo through Hotel, any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, Chad. Thank you for calling the net.
Brand new E. Hey, Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and you're definitely sounding better.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry up in Candler. And Harry, I am feeling better. And nice to hear from you, hear you on the net tonight. All right, any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. NUE. KC4GEE,
it's Kilo Charlie 4, Golf Echo Echo. The name is Ken, location Moore, South Carolina. Good evening, everyone. No traffic, no comments.
Welcome, KC4GEE. That's Mr. Ken in Moore, South Carolina. And Ken, I believe the first time I've got you in the log. So welcome to the net, sir, or first time checking in with me. Hope you are doing well and you have a nice evening, sir. All right, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, any station. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, this is KE4IR. Steve and Inman, it'll be negative and negative.
UE. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and thanks again for holding the net.
KO4NUE, this is Whiskey 3, Juliet Delta Charlie, W3JDC, Dwayne in Spartanburg.
Lead RON, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comment, over.
4NUE. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
Back up to Mr. Steve in Inman. Steve, you had a pop in your signal, and I got KE4, last letter R. That's all I got. Can you recheck with me, sir?
Yeah, recheck. It's Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo.
Welcome, KE4IR, that's Mr. Steve in Inman. KO4JKB, that's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. W3JDC, Mr. Dwayne in Spartanburg. WDARON, Ed in Brevard, North Carolina. And KO4WTQ, that's Mr. Greg in Greer. All Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4 NUE.
Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4 CHY, Keith and Senefitz, negative and negative.
UE. Chad, excuse me, and Miss Anna, please check in. N4 ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
Welcome, KO4 WTQ. That's Mr. Greg in Greer. And KN4 CHY. That's Mr. Keith in Seneca. And N4 ZLK. That's Mr. Shane in Greenville tonight. And Shane, I hope you're doing. Hope you're doing well tonight. Be safe. And you're almost home. So, all right. Any more stations before we move to the rack to Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4 NUE.
4 NUE. And Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. We're in southern Greenville County. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
N4 NXY, and he brings along his wife, Miss Marie, AF4SX, both in southern Greenville County. David, hope you were doing well, and please tell Miss Marie we said hello. All right, if I missed you on check-ins, that's okay. I'm going to go ahead and secure the formal portion, and you can check in intermittently through the formal during the RACQ portion. So this is KO4 NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for RACQ may secure their station at this time. It's been a true pleasure to be your net controller, and we'll begin the RACQ portion, stopping periodically for check-ins and comments. So first on the stop tonight is KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. Well, Saturn and Jupiter are both up right now. Horizon here just a little bit ago. Saturn's a little bit higher up. If you've got clear skies, which I don't because we had a little thunderstorm come through here earlier, sometime after midnight. On Wednesday, we will have Eastern consists of Deneb and Altair. Right after dusk, the bright stars that you see will be those guys. Vega will be the brightest one because he's only about 25 light years away, so you're seeing him as he appeared in 1997. To the, let's see, I guess it would be to the south end, to the right, would be Altair, which is a little bit closer. It's about 17 light years away. And then down at the bottom we have Deneb, which is 2,600 light years away, which means that you're seeing him as he appeared in the year 578 BC. If you're wondering what was going on at that point in time, Cyrus the Great, who was the architect of the first Persian Empire, was 2 years old. So that gives you a little bit of perspective on that. But anyway, if you got clear skies, go out and catch Saturn and Jupiter. If you want to stay up late, you can catch Mars later on. Or you can get up early in the morning and catch him just before he goes down, about just before sunrise, excuse me. And other than that, we haven't got a whole lot else going on, except that somebody mentioned the other night the Dewdrop Inn net. And I popped onto that after the net last night. Talked to a gentleman in Australia who was actually a school teacher teaching about Echolink. And so I got to talk to a couple of Australian students down there and talked with this gentleman for a little while. And it was quite enjoyable. So I recommend the Dewdrop Inn. That is Dewdrop Inn. They have several nets, and they've got a net running just about all the time somewhere. and they have several several other. You know, there's Dewdrop-N, there's Dewdrop-N2, there's several other ones. So check your Echo Link if you've got it, and talk to people. This is KN4RJN.
John, this is KO4NUE and KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit. This afternoon when I came back from the shop, I sat down for a few minutes and did my daily search for James Webb photos to see, you know, what's happening in the heavens. And I don't know, it just seems like there's a new picture on there every day. And I can't believe the clarity and just how, you know, it's hard to put in words, actually. If you haven't checked out the photos from the James Webb telescope on the internet, they're just, anything out in outer space just absolutely fascinates me. And just some absolute beautiful pictures. But I'm curious, John, what the station in Australia think when you make contact?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I just popped into Dewdrop-N. I think it was Dewdrop-N2. I was in on Dewdrop-N and didn't hear anything. And I just popped into Dewdrop-N2, and somebody came on and said, looking for contact. So I answered him. And we began a discussion about where he was and where I am and what we each did. And he was a school, you know, middle school teacher teaching 7th or 8th grade. And he was actually a history teacher, but he wanted to show them Echo Link. And so he got them on there and got a couple of them that weren't mic shy to give me some third-party traffic and chatted with a couple of students there. And his class, this was about a quarter after 11, so his class is an afternoon class. It was about 1:15 there in the afternoon. And he said he was about a half hour into the class, so at about quarter to 11, I'm going to hop on, I'm going to hop in on Dewdrop 2 and see if he's still showing his class Echo Link and chat with him some more. So, but yeah, it was an interesting conversation. His name is Edward. Like I said, he's a middle school teacher, and got to talk to a couple of his students and. They were just, you know, kind of amazed that they were talking to somebody, you know, halfway around the world on this thing. But it was an enjoyable experience. And yes, I have checked out photos, and there's one where they joined a photo of that the Hubble had taken and combined it with a photo that James Webb had taken, and it's an amazing thing if you haven't seen that. But in any event, you are sounding better, although I know you are tired in Anna. But give my love, Diane. Sometime you guys got to make a road trip up here. Bring your scope, and let me get that thing calibrated for you, and let you see some amazing things. But Saturn right now is fairly high in the sky. You ought to be able to see him if you get out from under the trees there a little bit. Put a good set of binoculars on that if you got clear skies, and you should be able to see the rings.
I will check it out, and I'll try to, and see what we can see, and we'll report back to you and let you know what Saturn looks like. But with that, John, I'm going to move on down the line, if that's all right with you. I got quite a few on rag to you tonight, and appreciate the info. And 73's to you. I'll give you a call tomorrow. And be safe. Tell the missus we said hello. All right. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Pardon my tardiness here. I was on the landline for just at the beginning of the net. So here I am to check in. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Welcome to KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and Greer. And Larry, I just told Anna, Larry didn't check in tonight. We need to call him. So, and there you were. So, good deal. I got you in the log, and he also brings along his wife, KC4MFQ. That's Miss Donna. Please tell Miss Donna that we said hello tonight, Larry. And I have you down for comments. I'll be back around to you here shortly. All right, next on the stop is Mr. J in Oklahoma, WB3 Lima Foxtrot Golf. Mr. J, go ahead, sir.
Here we go. K04NUE, WB3 Lima Foxtrot Golf, Norman, Oklahoma. And thanks for having me into your net this evening. I don't look at the stars yet. That's probably going to be one of my next hobbies. But what I've been doing now is I'm retired. I used to work for Honeywell International up in Norfolk, Connecticut. Retired in 2019, moved down here, and decided to do what my dad did after he retired. That's to get an amateur radio station up and running. If you guys want to have a good laugh, pull up my call letters in QRZ, WB3LFG, and don't laugh too hard at the antenna. Look at the stats. It's amazing what I'm able to accomplish. While we were talking, I was picking off stations here on FT8 and FT4, because that's all I can do. I don't have enough power. I can only run about 45 watts. Or I set off the smoke detectors. But when I first moved down here, there were things I wanted to accomplish on my HF and the stations that I have never worked. And then one night I'm getting a slew of Japanese stations. The next night I'm getting a slew of New Zealand, a slew of Australians. I've worked the Australians so many times, they know me. So it's pretty bad. And then the one island that I only thought really didn't exist in the Kale's Navy, New Caledonia. I worked them a half a dozen times. So I'm having a lot of fun with this. But the problem is the antenna that I cut, I goofed. I got up late one night, didn't look at my specs right, and I actually cut the antenna for 16 meters. It works great. One band above and one below if you can stand a little SWR, but our new hobby now is working on some traps. I just bought an antenna analyzer and some parts to build some traps. So that's what we're doing in Norman, outside of dodging tornadoes. That's about it. So back to you, Net Control, K0. Yeah, K0. No, that's not right. Okay, K04NUE, WB3, Lima Foxtrot Golf, Norman.
I got you. So this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we are, I guess, the operators that use this frequency, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. And, you know, it's a kind of a family-oriented net. We get together every night at 9 o'clock. I have a different net controller every night. And I'll just kind of check up on each other and make sure, you know, see kind of what's going on in the community. I did pull your QRZ page up, and I got to say, I mean, if it's working, why laugh at it? But, you know, hanging off of a curtain rod inside the apartment there, I mean, that's pretty impressive. So you do a lot of FT8 work?
Net Control, KN4RUEWB3LFG, K4NUE. I'll get it right, WB3LFG. Yeah, I do a lot of FT8 and FT4. I actually, back in the days, I was doing some slow scan television out to a guy in Tulsa, and I was doing PSK31 for a while, up to my old boss up in New England, and then... what's the other band they said I could never work? Oh, God, the club down here drove me nuts. They said, you'll never work anything out of your place. We don't talk anymore. So that's why I'm trying to find another place. But I have my eye on South Carolina also as a retirement area. My friend is talking it up a lot and maybe taking a trip up there to check it out. And your repeater is 2,000 feet higher than my elevation where I'm sitting. Ay, ay, ay. The biggest hill down in Oklahoma so far is the speed bumps. Back to you, Net Control, K4NUE, WB3LFG.
to pull his webpage up too. This is KC4EZN. That's a pretty darn good looking fan dipole he's got up hanging off of that curtain rod.